This is Twit.
Let's talk iPad, baby.
Hang on, I'll switch from my wired headphones to Bluetooth for this section.
But only if Renee, if only Renee had an iPad and to show us, or Andy, did they? They've got to have an iPad laying around.
Let's see.
No.
Ooh. No. There's the folio case. He's got the folio case.
Yeah, these keys, by the way, are like bubble wrap for me. I can't stop. This is like my worst change because I can't stop pressing them like bubble wrap.
I like them. All right.
Here, let me turn this bad boy around. Here we go. This is a 12.9.
See, this is what I was really interested in. I had the old 12.9. It was just too big. But now what they've done is the same size screen with a smaller form factor. I feel like that might be the one to get.
It's, people thought it was the 11-inch, and they're like, what does the 12.9 look like? They were like, that is the 12.9.
Whoa. And wait till you hold it. I was surprised. Like after the demo area, I went to look at the specs. I was surprised to find out that the new 12.9-inch is not that much lighter than the old one. It felt so much lighter in my hands because it just feels so much smaller because it is so much smaller. So it's quite a nice piece of kit.
They pulled that trick that I forget, was it Google or Microsoft who said that you could balance it on your finger because they arrayed everything around it. So I was doing that at the thing and it made them very nervous.
You can do that?
You can it's gonna take me a second to get my finger in the middle, but
actually
you can
handy for sushi. You could put it right on the surface there, that glass surface.
I'm gonna totally drop my iPad now.
Please don't.
You can just totally
look at that.
See these are
actually
these are
that's a good
motors,
so he's got his finger on the Apple. And yes. It is. See, that's the kind of real attention to detail I love Apple for.
Well, it makes it feel lighter because the balance is distributed nicely.
That makes a huge difference.
Just like a magazine or a pad of paper also balances around the center. So that's such an important little detail.
Wow. Yeah, you don't want it to be heavy in one end. And it's kind of the thing you might not notice, but you will subconsciously. Yeah. I do have to say the lack of a headphone jack baffles me. I just don't understand. I asked about that. We didn't see it coming, did we?
It was a surprise. I mean, they've got headphones everywhere.
They were happily showing the schematics where, like, they're you would have to make it
plenty of room.
But you'd have to make it because the liquid retina goes past what you would see where the bezels are. Like, it goes inside there to house it. So there's no room in those bezels. You'd have to make it thick enough to put it underneath the display. And they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to add a Han Solo box like the Millennium Falcon.
They have a camera bump for crying out loud.
That's what I'm going to say. I mean, it's okay for them to say we have lots of decisions to make. We decided that we didn't want to put a headphone jack in there. The only thing that I would do, that I really, really gets my hackles up is if they were to say, well, we had no choice. Our hands were tied. Well, no, you could have done it if you wanted to. You just didn't want to. And I do think that on an iPad Pro, that's a dumb move. I do think that's dumb.
Well, fortunately, it has a Type-C port, and I can use my Pixel 3 headphones. And the battery is long enough. So what do you think? The Type-C, it can do anything Type-C can do except external storage.
It can do external storage. It's just that iOS and the Files app has no concept of external storage, so you have to get an app that understands external storage, and then you can plug it in, and you're fine.
It doesn't have a driver. If you plug it in as is, it'll think it's a camera, basically.
And you got to think that that's a glaring hole that Apple's going to fill with iOS 13.
They could easily.
And I think that over the next 6 months or the next 6 to 8 months, it's going to be explosive watching what happens with that USB-C.
A Riattle app that'll let you plug in a drive within 3 seconds, I bet.
Yeah. Could I plug in a keyboard and mouse now? No.
No, it has no a keyboard. I don't know. Like the Bluetooth is still for that, but it has no concept of iOS itself.
Doesn't
beyond
know
beyond the insertion pointer on the trackpad mode. It doesn't understand it. They would have to add something like Focus UI, which is what lets you choose on an Apple TV which icon you're on. They actually have to build out a system because iOS was designed for the iPhone, and that's like the iPad is hobbled by a lot of early decisions for the iPhone when they didn't really foresee what it was going to be now. And that's another one of those things that they're going to have to go through. You can't just drag and drop Mac on because that's terrible. They have to actually architect it for iPad.
But that really shouldn't affect how it works with USB keyboard, right? Because you can plug in a USB keyboard into the Lightning port with the adapter. Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
So, I think Nilay Patel's Verge article for me was pretty right on, in which he says, look, you can't deny it. This is amazing hardware. As Apple pointed out, the curved screen corners, in every respect, the super fast 12X Bionic. But without a it's hard to edit text unless you have a mouse.
Yeah.
You can't do it with your finger very well. And no trackpad, no mouse. And the software today for iOS isn't really desktop quality, the lack of file system. You could fix that, I guess. It's a lot of promise, but I'm going to try anyway to use it as my main system, but I have a feeling I'll have the same reaction Neil does.